Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by BSO and ABF Creative, and is scheduled for one fall. And on the mic, we have the one and only Robert Latow.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take the wave from your boy. Messing with your boy, better pray for your boy. Robert Latow, keep that same energy podcast. Let's get to the opening bell. Headline: Jets QB Zach Wilson's girlfriend Abby Gile continues to snitch on him on IG, beyond calling him Fitch and saying he smashed his mom's BFF. She is now accusing him of breaking the BYU code by banging multiple Mormon booty while on campus. For those of you that don't know, you know, the Mormons aren't supposed to bang the booty unless they're married. If you recall, there's a black BYU basketball player who wasn't even Mormon, but he went to BYU and he was banging. He was on that milk yacht. He was on the milk yacht. He got caught banging. And it was a big thing because they suspended him from the team, kicked him off the team. And so it was a really big deal. So you're not supposed to be banging on the milk yacht while you're at BYU. But obviously that didn't stop Zach the Cougar Slayer Wilson. Now, their whole thing has been strange since jump. If you recall, when Zach was drafted, his mom went viral. Well, that was the worst thing that could have happened. Like, some people shy away from viral. They shy away from attention. Not Zach Wilson's mom, not Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa, you know, fed into it. Got a few more followers. All of a sudden, the mom jeans started getting a little tighter. Like, why are your mom jeans getting so tight all of a sudden? A little more makeup coming on. She TikTok twerking. But when you're famous, start getting famous, people start digging, found out that she's MAGA. She's a Trump person. That's not surprising. It's Utah. See, I mean, it's just Utah. So you can't be that surprised. It was Utah. And, you know, she's sensitive. People talking about her son. You know, she had got off social media for a while because obviously she wasn't prepared for it, let's just say that. She wasn't prepared for it. And now she's back in the news and talking about how, you know, she's not denying per se. She's not denying that her son was playing backgammon with one of her friends. She's not denying that. She's just talking about the ills of social media. But what the streets want to know is, which friend is it? Well, I don't have quite an answer for you, but let's look at some of the evidence. Let's look at some of the evidence here. Here's what I can tell you. From what I've been told, allegedly, it's a brunette, not a blonde. Now, that should help you out a bit because there's a lot of blondes in their circle. They all look alike. That's the strange thing. I mean, not unheard of that, you know, you smash someone that looks like your mom and your girlfriend looks like your mom and your ex-girlfriend looks like your mom. But then again, all these white women in Utah look the same. They all look the same. But the streets have said that it's a brunette. Not a blonde, not a redhead, a brunette. So if you have to go through the pictures and find out what you think, it's a brunette. Allegedly, it's a brunette. I mean, it could all be fake. It could be all, you know, love or scorn. And we're not even talking about the part where the ex-girlfriend is dating Zach Wilson's former best friend and roommate at BYU. That's That's just breaking the guy code. No matter what Zach Wilson did to break up the relationship, you don't get with your best friend's ex-girlfriend. That's just the way it is. That's been there since, you know, the beginning of time. You know, that's Apple and Eve type of stuff, Adam and Eve type of stuff. You don't do that. You don't mess with Eve. You know, that's your boy. I don't know which one of those in the Bible that works with, what analogy that works with. I don't know who's Adam's boy. I don't know if it was Jacob or one of those people, but you don't mess with Eve. You understand what I'm saying? So he's wrong for that. And honestly, he's stupid too, because she don't want him. She just want to get back. Because think about it. If you was really, you know, if you really liked a guy after you broke up with somebody, you would date, you know, a better receiver than that. You wouldn't just happen to date your boyfriend's, you know, ex-roommate at BYU, you go find somebody else. There's like eight better receivers on the Commanders. Plenty of receivers. Everybody use four or five wide receiver sets these days. You got to tell me one of them brothers not on the Milky Eye? One of them brothers wouldn't have won a guy with Abby? Oh, yeah. It would have happened. She wouldn't have had no problem finding a slot receiver somewhere. But she find the worst receiver. This guy's so bad, they don't even have ranked in fantasy. You know how they have like Randy Moss still ranked in fantasy as like a free agent? This guy is not even ranked in fantasy. And that's who she decided to get. She don't love you, bro. She don't love you like that. You're getting played by Abigail. You can't trust nobody named Abigail. You're getting played, my brother. Because what's the first thing she said? Yeah, oh, they love it. You broke the. Well, he slept with his mom's BFF. He got it dirty. You know, she's snitching about him, you know, banging the Mormon booty. Come on, man. That's wrong. You got to wake up before you get cut. She's not going to be with you when you're in the XFL. Out of all those receivers, like I said, every team has a three wide receiver set. That means there's more receivers on a team than almost any position. 6-7 receivers on each team. And she could have went to the defensive side of the ball and got a cornerback. All of those brothers, and a good majority of them, like the milk. You got to tell, as soon as they saw the name Abigail, they would have been in them DMs. They would have been answering them DMs. She playing you, bro. I just want what's best for everybody. I want what's best for Zachary. He seems to be enjoying it. I want what's best for Miss Lisa. You know, just, you know, she's MAGA, so I want that good for her. But Miss, I want what's best for Abigail. But, oh, boy, he's getting played. And I don't want best for him because he broke the code. You can't break the code, my brother. Come on now. There's Abigail. She knew what was up. Name is Abigail. You got to be better than this. Next headline. Can't trust nobody named Abigail. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's see what we got next headline. Maximize details on Khloe Kardashian having a second baby with Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson celebrated by first getting Marlene Nichols pregnant a day after Khloe threw him a lavish 30th birthday party, and then having a foursome in Vegas with IG models. I don't know who it was on Twitter. I tried to find your tweet. I couldn't find it, right? But the person said that at this point, Khloe Kardashian is not a victim. She's a volunteer. She's a volunteer. And I have to say I agree with that. There's no reason to feel. I feel like every time that she got upset that Tristan, it was fake. I'm thinking it's all was fake and for the camera. I get the feeling she doesn't care. Some people just don't care when they get cheated on. If you get cheated on when you're 9 months pregnant, that is pretty much out of the levels of cheating, the highest level that there is. Because you're cheating on someone who's about to have your child, who's probably, you know, 50 pounds, overweight, is walking around, waddling around, getting ready to give birth to life for you, and you have enough time to go out and take somebody to the Holiday Inn. Like, that's the highest level of cheating it could be. Maybe besides, you know, sleeping with your best friend, your mom's best friend. But that's some high-level cheating. So if you take somebody back who would cheat on you when you're 9 months pregnant with their child, I mean, you can, your water can bust at any time, and they're cheating on you with their child, 9 months pregnant, you're pretty much taken back for anything. You're taken back for anything. And that's what she did. I think she knew. Because when I started reading about, like, all of the other girls that said that they had been sleeping with Tristan in that same time period before they got the surrogate, I was like, yeah, she knew. You know how I knew she knew? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how I knew she knew. Fiji. Remember when they was on the Kardashian? I don't watch Kardashian. I just watch the clips. And, you know, Kim was, you know, doing... Kim was doing a little arm things in the gym or whatever. And she called Khloé and was like, I can't believe this. This is on the Daily Mail. He got two girl pregnant, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Kim got that annoying voice. And Khloé was like, what? They all really got them annoying voices. Except Chris. Chris' voice is okay. Ba-da-da. And then she said, man, if you're going to cheat, you know, if you're going to do this, at least use a condom. And I thought that was a weird answer in the sense that, like, the cheating in and of itself didn't seem to bother. It was more like, now why are you going raw? I mean, at least protect yourself if you're going to do it. Like, the cheating was like, that happens every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. But, like, you know, can we not have other babies while we're having a baby? And, you know, then Khloé always gets up there and says, well, Tristan's a great father. He's a great father. We're co-parenting and everything. And that's scary. He could be. And, you know, not my place to say if he is or isn't. I just know that he has other kids. So on Father's Day, did he see, you know, Marley Nichols' kid? Did he see Jordan Craig's kid? Or was he out there having, you know, brunch with the Kardashians so, you know, he can be on TV? You see what I'm saying? You're not a victim. You're a volunteer. Must be some sort of weird fetish. It's a weird fetish because, once again, you know, you're Khloé Kardashian. Yes, your body's created. You know, yes, you get surgeries every other week. There's a bunch of filters on. But, you know, you're worth $50, $60 million. And there's a lot of guys that want to be on the Kardashian train. Just go find you somebody that, at least if they're going to cheat, is a little more discretion. What is it about Tristan Thompson that, you know, you're willing to make a fool of yourself literally on a monthly to bi-monthly basis? I don't understand. I'm understanding. Isn't Buddy Hield available? Hold on. My mom says, sending me a text. She says it's hot outside. My mom is still in St. Louis. She says it's hot outside, and she'll be ordering her a pizza. I don't get the correlation. And she says she loves. I don't get the correlation between it's hot outside and she's ordering a pizza and want to know how it's doing. And she's doing fine and she loves me. Do your mother talk like that? Like nonsensical? I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, next headline. That's some crazy stuff. What I want to talk about. Oh, this is a good one. Let's check this one out. Headline. A Bill Gates daughter, Phoebe, is defending her boyfriend for racist online after she posted him loving life and her spoiling him on the milk mega, mega million billionaire yacht. Pics in IG comments. So Bill Gates' daughter is like 20. I think she's in college. I think. That's kind of cool that she would go to college considering she's Bill Gates' daughter. I guess she don't have this brother since high school or something. That looked like a prom picture. They got some other pictures going on. And she hadn't, you know, shared him with the world until recently. And once she shared him with the world, you know, the racists come out. So many, very interesting, I mean, racist people there are in the country. I think what happened, one thing that I learned about social media is this, is that what people say on social media and how they live day-to-day life is two different things for a lot of people. So it's really difficult to tell, and it makes it difficult to trust, you know, who's really real and who's out here faking. Because right now, you can go to work every day, like, you know, decent job, whatever it may be. You can have lunch at 11:30 every day and sit next to a person. And I'm not just saying a white person, black person, Asian person, Mexican person, whatever. You can sit next to them every day and they can be the nicest person in the world, you know, to you. And then when they go home on Facebook, they can be N-word this, that, another, and call it, try death threats, and got a Let's Go Brandon flag in their backyard. You don't know. You don't know. I'm a big proponent of treating people the way that you would want to be treated. So, and taking people at face value and how they treat you, you know, but you never know these days. You never know these days. This girl came out and, you know, it's not like interracial relationships are a big deal, but man, I saw some of the comments and my God, that's some angry people in the world. Like, what are you so angry about? What does Bill Gates and his money and this black guy got anything to do with you? You're not getting any of Bill Gates' money. My thing is, if you're going to be on the milk, I'd go premium. Go to that milk. There's like, look, there's milk that you can go to the grocery store. That's the store-bought grocery store. What I've learned since moving out here to California is a lot of grocery stores all over the country, depending on where you're at. So I'm not just going to say a grocery store because you probably not don't have that grocery store. But go to the grocery store. 9 times out of 10, you get the milk. You just get the regular milk that's in the back that's on the name of the grocery store. You look at the expiration date, and that's the milk that you get. But did you know? Did you know there's like some special milk that you can have delivered, like in a bottle, like it's 1962? That's premium milk, right? Now, if you had the ability, because it costs more, of course, to get the premium milk over the regular milk. And trust me, I've had the premium milk, and we actually are talking about milk right now, just for the record. I've had the premium milk before. It's much better than the regular, okay? It's much better than the regular. You know, it's kind of like drinking Fiji as opposed to Dasani, or anything opposed to Dasani, right? So if you can, that's what you do. That's what homeboy did. He's like, if I'm going to get the milk, I'm going to get the premium. The premium, I'll get me somebody that's worth $126 billion. I ain't mad at him. Go get the milk, get the premium milk. He needs to be like Tristan Thompson, knock up. Have a couple of kids. Be like, what's old boy's name that was married to Britney Spears? K-Fed. He needs to be like K-Fed. K-Fed married Britney Spears. We haven't seen, heard from him for years. You know why? Because them checks come lovely every month out of Britney Spears' account. Every month. It's like, I'm living large. I'm living good. Got a nice house. Got my boys. Ain't no problem. Living great. That's what old boy did. You become K-Fed. Give up the rap career. Become a stay-at-home dad with Phoebe money. Phoebe Gates. Go to your pops and be like, oh, I got an idea for a microchip or something. You know, go work for Google or something. Oh, he's Microsoft, right? Bill Gates was Microsoft. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get your money. Get your money. If you're going to be on the milk yacht, make it premium. Premium milk. In a bottle. Don't be shy. It's messed up. You leave that kid alone. He's probably nice to that young lady. He probably don't even care that she's worth $136 billion. I'm sure he does. Sure, it doesn't even cross his mind from time to time. Sure, it doesn't cross his mind. It's all about the love. It's all about the love. That's what it is. It's all about. Speaking of the love, let's check this out. Headlines. TikToker Colleen Lee or Lu on how her boyfriend cheated on her after she donated her kidney to him and potentially saved his life. First off, don't donate kidneys to boyfriends. That's the first lesson to be learned here. I understand you being a good person. I think she said she had known him for like 6 months. You almost get the feeling that old boy was dating her just to get her kidney. Now, granted, you got to do what you got to do to save your life. You got to do what you got to do. I understand that. But, yeah, I think he was just dating her for a kidney. Now, that's, man, that's a hell of a story. That's a hell of a story. I feel bad for her. You ever heard the impression? You've heard the impression before, like, you know, you can donate your kidney because you don't need two. But I never liked that expression. You know why? Because, you know, there's a reason we have two. You know, the reason we have two is just in case one goes bad. That's why you have a spare tire in your car. You don't need a spare tire to drive, but it's nice to know that you have, right? You don't need a spare tire to drive, but it's nice to know what you have. You don't need a pinky finger, but sometimes when you got to put your pinky up like this when you're drinking, it looks nice, right? Maybe you want to do what, the hook 'em horns or something, the down horns? You need your pinky for that. You can't do it like this, right? Well, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. You don't need gang signs, you need your pinky. You need your pinky. Just don't do that. Don't do that. Don't just be giving your kidney away. I mean, I understand it's a nice thing to do, and I wish her well, and I hope nothing ever happens to her, and hope she find love and all of that good stuff, but don't give your kidney away to boyfriends or girlfriends. Keep your kidney. Keep your kidney until you know what's happening. Until you know if you're going to marry that person. And even then, Twitter reacts to ESPN falling for another fake ball sack. Sports quote. This time from Ja Morant. Watch ESPN read the full fake quote on TV and have Big Perk respond. A lot of people ask me, how does this happen? And what do I think? They ask me two things. How did this happen? And what do I think about like parody accounts such as this, or accounts that put up fake quotes such as this? And I go both ways. Like, I actually follow a ball sack because I think they're funny. I think at times, as just a media person, it can be a little frustrating because you're looking for information. You're looking for information on Twitter, especially with breaking news. And sometimes if you're just not looking hard enough, you get caught. And everybody looks like they've gotten caught like once or twice with one of those type of accounts. You know, I saw someone, I think it was Jason McIntyre, like, you know, what type of person do you got to be to make up a fake account? It just depends, you know, it depends. Some people do it like literally they just find it to be funny, you know, maybe some deeper rooted issues. You know, I'll be honest with you, I find fan accounts more disturbing than fake sports media accounts. And what I mean by that is I find an account that is like, you know, I follow Beyonce and all they do is tweet all day about everything that they think Beyonce is doing, where Beyonce is at, what did she say to Jay-Z, what did they feed the kids this morning. Find that a little bit more disturbing than, say, you know, the fake Adam Schefter or something like that. Because those people seem to be obsessed with an individual, whereas the other ones seem to just be looking to, you know, play pranks. So it's a little different. Now, as far as how it happens, how do they go about fooling a big company like ESPN? What you have to understand is that ESPN has, you know, like a news desk, just like everybody else. And just like, you know, no different than me looking on my laptop, they got people looking on the laptop looking for stories and looking for quotes. And let me tell you how a ball sack quote can get onto ESPN. People mistakenly think that ESPN sees Ball Sack Sports tweet and then they just put it on there. Like, even they're not that dumb, okay? They're not that stupid to do that. They would notice if it said Ball Sack Sports in the app. What happens is people will either cut off the Ball Sack Sports part and then attribute the quote or whatever it may be to somebody else. So what I was told was happened was this, is that because it was close enough to what Ja actually had said about Michael Jordan, someone had added that on to an actual Ja quote, like a real one, and then put underneath it, instead of via Ball Sack Sports, they put it via Bleacher Report. And they picked that up on Instagram, and it was getting shared by a lot of people and all of this stuff. And that's how they end up thinking it was real. Not because they was following Ball Sack Sports and got fooled. It's the same way that, like, I think it was a story about Miles Bridges about how the Hornets had was going to rescind his offer and all of this stuff. That was never true. It just somebody said it and some other people picked it up, and there was never an attributing source to it. And people just thought it was true. And that's a part of media now that you got to be careful about. But, you know, it's ESPN, so we can all get a laugh at their expense from time to time. Mm. For whatever reason, this headline got a lot of attention. I don't know why. It says, Heat, Tyler Hero announces the gender of the baby he's having with IG model Kata Elise Henry, who briefly broke up with him for cheating on her while she was pregnant, and calls her to say that he has a small penis. It's got not like 5,000 likes. And I social media is weird because variations of this same story have been out there for weeks. You know, back when she found out she was cheating, when he said he had a small penis, when she announced that she was pregnant. It's all the variations of the headline has been the same. Just this one happened to catch the attention of everybody, which happens from time to time. And listen, once again, I can understand she's upset. She was pregnant. She's probably all hormonal and stuff. She caught up cheating. It hurt her feelings. And a lot of times when your feelings are hurt, what do? You lash out. And you say, oh, boy, has a small penis. I mean, that's just something that you do. Obviously, you know, it works at least because they're having another baby. So, yeah, he lashed out. She lashed out at him, and they made up, apparently. So, yeah, they're having another kid. I hope it works out because, you know, you don't want to be having – you don't want like a Gilbert Arenas, Laura Govain situation where you have four kids by somebody, you don't marry them. That's Cam Newton is like that too. You have four or five kids by a girl, you don't marry them. And it's a lot of bitterness on there. So I'm not saying he should marry her because, you know, he's 21. But she's 28 and going to have two kids. I'm pretty sure she wants the Paul George stripper happy ending story. I don't know if that's going to happen, but he's happy about the baby. So, you know, never know. He might put a ring on it. Might not. But, yeah, that's just lashing out. That's just lashing out. Don't take that too seriously. Headlines. Watch Adam Schefter ponder why some of his ESPN co-workers decide to talk shit about him anonymously and not to his face. Hence could be some jealousy because he makes $9 million a year and they don't. That's one of the interesting things about media these days is it's almost like wrestling in the sense that the guys that you want to hate the most are the most over and popular guys. I mean, Stephen A. Smith, you know, broke his shoulder or whatever. People are freaking out because he's not on First Take. You know, Adam Schefter has some questionable tweets and whatnot. He makes $9 million a year. You know, Woj makes $7, $8 million a year. Skip makes $8 million a year. Colin Cowherd worked $12, $15, $20 million. You know, these guys make a lot of money to be controversial, to be, to do whatever it needs. I read the little article about Schefter, right? He's, you know, this man doesn't work. He works on Christmas, works on holidays, will stop in the middle of the street to do breaking news. I felt that. I used to do the same thing. I still work on holidays. I still at times, well, not as much post-pandemic, but yeah, there's definitely times where I stop in a gas station and do a story. I used to take my laptop everywhere just in case something happens. And, you know, that's not really a healthy home-work-life balance. So that's not really healthy for you. But for $9 million a year, I mean, make it work. That's how that is. They're just mad he makes $9 million a year. They're also mad, like, there's inconsistency in, I guess, punishments when it comes to ESPN. But that's kind of like the same way with sports. You know, if Tom Brady does something that's different than Blaine Gabbert. You know what I mean? Like, there's levels, you know, to it. Derrick Henry can get away with something that, you know, some fourth straight running back. If you ever want to know why, like, all the players didn't kneel, and there's a good amount of black players is like, man, I'm fed up. I want to kneel. But, you know, if the stars don't do it, it's hard for the third string, you know, tight end to do. You know, I'm the Cowboys. Like, yeah, Dak and Zeke kneel, then probably everybody else would follow. But if they're like, hey, I got a family to feed, I'm a Jerry Jones man, then nobody else can do anything. That's why I always say if the NFL players wanted Colin Kaepernick back in the league, he'd have been back in the league in a year. If they would have actually banded together and was like, this is some BS, they chose not to. They had to feed their families, allegedly. And that was, you know, some of the problem. Yeah, that $9 million a year, they don't like that. Watch LeBron explain why he said Brittany Griner might not want to come back to America after being locked up in Russia. LeBron got some heat for this. He got it for a couple of reasons. One, he hasn't talked much about the kid in Akron that was shot 60 times by the cops. He hasn't said much about that. People are on him about that. Also, you know, his ties to China and stuff like that. He didn't speak a lot about that. But he spoke out. You know how people are funny about America. Yeah, real funny about America. You know, quote unquote, best country in the world and all of that stuff. Like, I understood what he meant. Just think about it if you're Brittany Griner, right? You're an internationally famous basketball player that's from the U.S. You're forced to play in Russia because there's not enough money in the U.S. for you to live the way you feel like you should live. You know, you get detained over there, and you have to wonder to yourself, at least, if you was LeBron, if you was Chris Paul or somebody, if you was Tom Brady or somebody, like, how long would this have been dragged out, right? And I wouldn't, if I was her, I mean, if she was like, you know something, I'm not cool with America no more. I'm going to go live in Greece. That wouldn't bother me at all. It would be totally understandable. I think a lot of black people, if they had the option, would think about moving. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to pick up your family and say, I'm going to move to Amsterdam. You know, but like, if that was some sort of like, you know, black exchange program where, you know, you had the opportunity to go to a different country and set you up with a job and an apartment, I think a lot of people would sign up for it. America's not the best country in the world. It's not by a long shot. Might not be the worst, but definitely not the best. And one of the problems is when you're not the best and you act like you're the best. That makes it worse. It's like a pretty girl that's dumb. Okay? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, pretty girl that's an airhead. You know what I'm saying? Nothing sucks worse than someone that thinks they're the best and they're really rotten at the core. A pretty girl that's rude to people. That's America. America's a filtered IG model with a bunch of filters, fillers, a BBL, some Botox. And you see them on screen, it looks great. Real life right into the court. So Brittany Griner was like, hey, peace. As soon as I get out of here, I'm moving to Spain. I'm moving to France. I'm moving to UK. I'm moving to Canada. No problem at all. I feel it. I understand. I be thinking about it too. Like, what's it like over there? You know, but you never know because, you know, you don't know a country. It could be worse. But it's hard to feel like it is. I don't see a lot of school shootings happening in, you know, Nova Scotia. That's just what I'm seeing. That's what I'm saying. Moving on. It's out of control. Definitely understand, though. Definitely understand. Hell. Well, here's what happened when the ex-Dolphins Channing Crowder bought a stripper to Nick Saban's office in a thong and Jason Taylor jersey. Nick ran from the stripper. And when you're married, that's probably a smart thing to do. That's probably a smart thing to do if you're Nick Saban, is to run from the stripper. Run from the stripper if you're Nick. That's probably smart. It's probably why Nick was like, I'm going back to Alabama. They got strippers running in my office in Miami. I'm out of here. They got strippers running in my office. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Headline. Woo! Watch Taylor Shabusiness tell a wild story of decapitating a boyfriend while having sex while high on meth at a mama's house. Says she blacked out. The next thing she knew, his penis and lives in the crock pot. There's no evidence the crock pot was actually on and she was cooking them. No evidence of that. Look at that face. That's the face that she had. She definitely gave him the business. She said that she was high on meth and they was doing freaky stuff. And she blacked out and chopped him up. America, though, beautiful country. That's what they say. America's a beautiful country. It's a lovely country. That's what they say. That's what they say. Watch Lil Boosie while handcuffed tell cops he has 35 women at his house having an orgy. They need to let him go, among other things. A Boosie's passenger decided to be the fall guy for the weed in the car. And then this happened. They let him go. I'm surprised by that, actually. I'm surprised they let Lil Boosie go. He was cursing, thought about he was going to spit on him. He was being definitely belligerent. But I guess if you got 35 ladies waiting, that's what happens. You become belligerent. You become belligerent. But he got home to the 35 ladies. So good for Lil Boosie. The Derek Jeter Dayton Diamond. Oh, your boy Jeter was getting in. Mariah Carey, Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Scarlett Johansson, Adriana Lima, Jordana Brewster, Hannah Davis, Tyra Banks, fool. Minka Kelly, Vanessa Milio. Somebody say who's in the bullpen. Who's the closer? Gina says he didn't give out the gift basket. I don't believe him. Here's the thing. I actually do believe him, but I don't want to believe him. I want to believe that he gave the gift basket out. I do. I want to believe that to be true. I want Derek Jeter gave out the gift basket. Yes, I do. Even though he says it's a lie, never happened, I want to believe it. It's a much better story. They ever do they're doing a documentary on them, but they ever do a movie, you got to leave that in. That's some creative license. You know how when you watch, it's based on a true story and some things have been, changed for Hollywood. I want that changed to Hollywood. I don't care if it's not true. I want it to be true. It adds to his legend. He got to own that. He got to own that. Own it, Captain. How many years in jail Nuke Bizzle is looking at after pleading guilty for 1.2 unemployment Rona scam? I'm Mr. Bizzle because he actually made a rap song and shot a music video named EDD where he raps specifically about the scam. They wouldn't have found him. I mean, they might have, but they wouldn't have found him. It took him longer if he didn't actually have. The song literally breaks down exactly what they were doing. Stealing identities, applying for unemployment, getting those debit cards, and having a good time. Probably enough time to make that music video. That was probably made on that dime. It probably was made on that dime. Nuke Bizzle. Nuke Bizzle made the music video on that dime. These new rappers, I don't know, man. Like, I try to not go too hard on them because in my day, we had, it's not like we didn't have rappers getting killed and all of that stuff, too. We did. We had rappers getting shot. We had rappers going to jail for crazy stuff. So that happened in my day, too. So I try not to get too much on on these guys. But my God, man, they really let social media really get into what they're doing. And it's sad. It's talented. People like the little employment scam songs, not bad. It's not bad at all. I mean, you know, let's see if I got it right here. Hold on. Let's see if we can take a listen. Hold on. Let me see. Give me a second. It's not a bad song. I'm telling you, it's not a bad song. I mean, new Bizzle. Yeah, let's take a listen. Hold on. Where's my... Oh, let me turn off my mic. Hold on. Where's my mic? Hold on. Hold on.
And just last night I was telling me, and I just woke up to 300 G. Close to the chaos for NBA. It's time to fall like the NBA. Take cars on swimming to KLA. Counting up bills of the CBA.
You got to sell cocaine. I can defile a claim. Rest coming straight to the bank. I'm doing shit that you can't. Nigga,
hold on, hold on. He said, you got to sell cocaine. All I got to do is file a claim. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. That's insane. That is crazy. That is crazy. Now, you gotta see good new business. Oh, let me start that again. I don't think you guys heard the beginning because I had the mic messed up. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. Yeah, listen to this again. Hold on.
2020, the unbelievable. ED. Shout out. I just been swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. This is your better than selling me. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cars, that's 200 bucks. I got a shout out to Donald Trump. I just might swipe me a long time. I'm in New York having money for. I done got rich off of EDD. I ain't hit no more links of EDD. And just last night I was selling P. And I just woke up to 300 G. So sit the K off of NBA. It's time to fall like the NBA. 10 cars, I'm swimming to KLA. Counting up bills of the
CBA.
You got
to sell
cocaine. I can defile a claim.
Say thanks, Donald Trump. Oh my God. He said he got to thank Donald Trump. He said he got 10 cards. That's 10 G's. They got 10 cards. And they got 10 G's. Beats not bad, though. Hope the producer didn't go to jail. Hope the producer did not go to jail. Because that was a good beat. I don't know what these kids be thinking. Actually, I look like a grown man in the video, so I don't even want to call him a kid. A lot of videos on YouTube if you want to see it. If you want to see it. I don't even know what else to say. I guess I'll stop it here. I appreciate you watching. Check out the site, all the stories that you saw today on headlines on Black Sports Online. Thanks for all the comments. I saw them all. Thanks for listening in. Next week, we may do headlines. I'm headed off with the family to Comic-Con in San Diego. We'll try to get the headlines in maybe before then. Or maybe, you know, on the beach, you know, little headlines on the beach, you know, because the headlines travel no matter where we go. Please be safe out there. Do not make any rap songs about the crimes that you're committing. Be very careful when you're out in these streets. People are crazy out there. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep doing what you do. Try to get through it day by day. Keep your head up and, you know, try to make it to the next day. Things will definitely get better. I can't promise that, but it sounds good.
I appreciate you listening. Please follow me on Twitter at BSO. Facebook, Black Sports Online, Instagram, and YouTube, BSOTV. Big shout out to ABF Creative for helping put this podcast together. I'm out.